In her second novel, Veronica, Mary Gaitskell explores an unlikely friendship between two women, one middle-aged, ugly, and dying, the other young and beautiful. Book critic Maureen Corrigan warns readers not to bother to get out their handkerchiefs, because this is a Mary Gaitskell story, not a Hallmark card or a movie of the week.
Mary Gaitskell is a proponent of the everything-is-crap school of writing. In the opening pages of her new novel, Veronica, a minor character dives into a canal described as filthy with gas and garbage and turds. Welcome, reader, to the world you too will be diving into when you begin Gaitskell's novel. And it's a long, foul swim. 100 pages later, the main character, Allison, moves into a New York City loft apartment. But it's in the meatpacking district, so the view across the street at night is of a warehouse where cow carcasses with slit throats jiggle on a giant conveyor belt. 100 pages or so after that, Allison looks at a snapshot of her just-born niece in the delivery room and sees not the glory of new life, but her sister's extruded red flesh and a bloody cord. Gaitskell's worldview is so insistently focused on contaminants, a truckload of chlorine could be dumped into this novel and it would still be toxic. But not just for the sake of being toxic. That's the crucial thing about Gaitskell. She's not zeroing in on blood and bone and feces for shock value alone. Images like these are Gaitskell's conduit to thoughts and states of being that are almost beyond words. The swim through slime is her route to the ineffable. Veronica is one of those novels where plot summaries don't convey much because its striking achievement is its mood, not its story. But here goes. Our heroine, Allison, is a middle-aged woman sick with hepatitis C. When she was young in the 1980s, Allison ran away from her family in New Jersey. Her boring younger sisters, her adulterous mother, her father always lost in his opera records. Here's how Gaitskell, through Allison, captures teenaged aimlessness of a certain 80s vintage. I wanted something to happen, but I didn't know what. I didn't have the ambition to be an important person or a star. My ambition was to live like music. I didn't think of it that way, but that's what I wanted. It seemed like that's what everybody wanted. I remember people walking around like they were wrapped in an invisible gauze of songs, one running into the next. Songs about sex, pain, injustice, love, triumph. Each song bursting with ideal characters that popped out and fell back as the person walked down the street or rode the bus. The wild card here is that Allison is beautiful, and she gets discovered on the streets of San Francisco and becomes a big-time model in Paris. It's a world of cocaine and sadomasochistic sex clubs that she grows accustomed to, learning to detach and to see herself and other people as objects. Then, abruptly, she's dumped by her powerful model agent lover, and she returns to New York to make her living as a temp, doing word processing on the night shift in office buildings. That's how Allison meets Veronica, a frumpy, 40-ish, terribly affected proofreader who's in love with a bisexual man. Veronica is described by other people as a fag hag and a model hag, but she and Allison strike up a deep, if sporadic, friendship that lasts until Veronica dies of AIDS. This is the intense period of her life that Allison is remembering in the present time of the novel, now that she herself is middle-aged and sick. Veronica, the novel, is about the deep stupidity of youth, a stupidity that sometimes can be fatal. It's about the cultural stupidity of the 1980s, that decade's recklessness and frivolity. And ultimately, Veronica, the novel, is about nick of time redemption. I shudder to say that because the one thing Gaitskell's story is not is sentimental. Her kind of redemption is contained in a small yet emotionally raw moment. Like other works of Gaitskell's that I've read, Veronica makes me feel overly squeamish, as though Gaitskell is out there on the edge as a writer and I'm the reluctant reader, reaching back for the comforting pieties of the middle brow. But middlebrow literature is comforting precisely because it safely circumscribes the emotions, grief, regret, joy, that Gaitskill's shimmering toxicity ignites.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University and is the author of the memoir, Leave Me Alone, I'm Reading. She reviewed Veronica by Mary Gaitskill.